to dance. My constitution doesn't help me to dance today. No, all these things. You know, for a dancer it is like that. But the greatest dancer will not find fault with the dancing floor. He will dance anywhere. That is one of the traits of the greatest of dancers, you see. They don't want to have polished floors or anything of the sort. They will dance in any situation. So that is for the worldly dancer, mind you. For the one who wants to dance for his pleasure, one should be ready to dance at any moment. We have to become perfect dancers that can carry out any command that he gives us without any question of why and what. So if that is there, so such thoughts, such arguments, such feelings and thoughts never pollute our life with him when we are in his presence. That's one of the greatest blessings. That's why we can be at his feet time and again. We would love to be reincarnated again and again and again so that we have the pleasure of his presence. Those who have tasted the presence. Those who have tasted the
presence. Very important.
So how do we dance now, Arish?
Well, begin to dance, learn dancing. We have to begin to dance and learn dancing, you see. Try to carry out his behest that he has told you. First and foremost is he wants you to love him. And to learn that dancing, to love him, it will take many reincarnations. Then he says, don't use drugs. Don't have any sexual relationship out of marriage. All these are the little things that we can do for him now, that he is physically not present with us, but he has left behind the law that pleases him. So, just as once somebody asked Lord Buddha, my Lord, what will happen to us after you drop the body? He says, well, I am man, and man has to perish. But I leave behind me what I am, the truth. That is the law, you see. So if you adhere to that, his presence is always there.